From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah has now seen 1,246 confirmed cases of COVID-19. Despite a jump of more than 150 cases from a day ago, state epidemiologist Angela Dunn says that people should be focusing on two-week trends, which is still at a 10 to 15% growth rate. The state has tested more than 24,000 people, and there are no new COVID-19-related deaths today. Health officials say, based on projections, even at the height of the outbreak, they shouldn't run out of ICU beds. But they are still asking people to stay home and keep their distance. Zion National Park is now closed to the public due to the COVID-19 outbreak in Utah. Governor Gary Herbert announced today that people there will have until the end of the day to get their stuff and leave.
It's an example of where we have people that come into our state, in fact, close to 75%, of people that are not Utahns that come into our Zions Park. So we are taking steps to close Zions Park down immediately.
Arches and Canyonlands National Parks closed yesterday. Bryce Canyon remains open, though its restrooms, visitor center, and campgrounds are closed. Herbert says state parks are staying open for residents who live in the same county as the park. A growing number of the country's national parks have shut their gates. From our Southwest News Bureau, KUER's David Fox has more on what that means for communities nearby.
Zion National Park is a huge economic driver in the southwest corner of the state. Last year alone, the park drew over 4.5 million people to Washington County. Towns like Springdale, Rockville, and St. George depend on that tourist traffic. But as thousands of visitors continued to flock to Zion in recent weeks, the mayors there called for the park to close to keep their communities safe. Governor Gary Herbert heeded that call this afternoon when he announced the closure of the park.
This requires you, if you're on your way down I-15 right now and can hear my voice, I'd ask you to turn around and come home.
In a press release, the National Park Service said that the two roads going through the park will stay open to local traffic, but stopping at all pull-offs is prohibited. St. George Mayor John Pike says that while the closure is a big deal for his constituents and their businesses, it's the right move.
If it ends up that we're erring on the side of caution.
For now, Bryce Canyon and Capitol Reef National Parks remain open. David Fox, KUER News.
The Navajo Nation is stepping up enforcement of a curfew put in place earlier this week. The tribe's president, Jonathan Nez, made that announcement during a press conference on Facebook today. From KUER's Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger has more.
Nez said the tribal police will be screening people who want to enter the Navajo Nation. But Navajo Police Chief Philip Francisco says no roads will be blocked. He says the Navajo Nation is asking Utah, Arizona, and New Mexico for permission to narrow state highways entering the reservation to one lane. But only people traveling after curfew will be stopped.
Well, we're not actually physically detaining people. We're not checking papers. We're just basically saying, hey, there's curfew. You need to go home.
Francisco says his officers will issue criminal citations to anyone who violates the curfew, which starts at 8 o'clock each night. But he says the tribal police don't have the manpower to monitor all roads into the reservation. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints General Conference usually means packed sidewalks and heavy traffic in downtown Salt Lake City. But not this time. The coronavirus outbreak has pushed this weekend's event online. It's the first time the public won't be able to attend the conference since 1919, during the Spanish flu outbreak. Church leaders will broadcast sessions live from an auditorium on Temple Square this Saturday and Sunday. Music will be pre-recorded, and only those who have been asked to speak or pray will attend in person. Utah has suspended community engagement requirements for enrolling in Medicaid due to COVID-19. As of January 1st, about a third of people applying for Medicaid in Utah had to complete an online job assessment, training programs, and several dozen job searches in order to be eligible for the program. For the foreseeable future, those steps are no longer required. The Department of Health says everyone currently on Medicaid will stay on the program through the end of this emergency period. The FBI is warning the healthcare industry to be wary of scams when buying medical equipment necessary to treat COVID-19, like masks, gowns, and gloves. The agency says scammers could promise equipment they don't have to capitalize on urgent needs. Suspicious activity can look like unknown vendors, unusual payment terms, last-minute price changes, and unexplained sources of bulk supply. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.